he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's
going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh yes, he is. Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, so he pined all his hopes.
Ooh,
and even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said it would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
This was such a good song. I hope you all can hear me. Because I cannot. Let me. Why are these headphones not working? I have no idea. But I didn't play that song, but I kind of liked it. I didn't want to end it, but I want to read the... I want to say the station ID, which is... This is A Dark Train, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Yamor, and this is my first show of the semester, and hopefully... things will be good, and I'll remember how to operate it. And I'll go ahead and read the PSA, so we'll get over with it. Also, happy summertime savings day, because why not? So, Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in the line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information on the web, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs, dedicated to creating a sustainable future for communities and the environment. So if you were interested in doing a Meatless Monday, tomorrow is the day. And we will be listening to... Okay, I thought it was like in a language I wouldn't be able to pronounce, but it is in German. Wie viel Menschen waren Glück, dass du gelebt. It was a little long, so I had to take my time to read it because I couldn't see the whole title. And hopefully we've all here. Okay, now I will be playing it. Mistakes Were Made Don't You Worry About It. And I think here we go.
Vielleicht fragt dich eines Tages jemand, der noch unbestechlich, wie viele Menschen waren glücklich, dass du gelebt. Und du gleitest durch Spiralen der Erinnerung, durch Verzweiflung und durch Freude. Und die Trauer macht dich stumm, weil du es nicht weißt. Zögernd wirst du sagen, dass zu vieles oft dagegen auf den Wegen deiner Wanderung, dass du es leider nicht mehr weißt. Und die Frage wird dir folgen durch Spiralen der Erinnerung. Siehst du Tränen auf Gesichtern, die du liebtest und du weißt nicht mehr warum es so war. Die Sekunden deiner Wahrheit liegen milchig über Brachland der Erinnerung. Und dein Lächeln bleibt erfroren und die Antwort bleibst du schuldig und die Fackel deines Ichs verlöscht im Wind. Steine in der Brücke, die nichts bindet, stürzt zusammen ohne Laut. Und die Frage, wer war glücklich, weil du lebtest, rinnt durch Schleifen der Erinnerung, rinnt durch Schleifen der Erinnerung.
I forgot to mention who this was. This was Hildegard Knef, or Knef. And now we're listening to Wings of Life, but by Gods of Venus.
Thank you.
such great songs. I can't believe it. We just listened to Wings of Life by Gods of Venus, and now I'll be playing Give It Your Choir by Mark Pritchard and BBO from the album Under the Sun. I want to share some things with you. So I'm taking this metals class this year, and I need to do lots of filing and sending, and we're doing something called a hollow ring. And what it basically is you make a ring that is the size of your finger, and then you make a back and front part, and you also like cut the middle part in the size of the ring, and you put them together, and then you make an outer ring to wrap around the front and back piece. So because the inner ring is going to be placed on top of the front and back parts, it has to be like very sharp. And like normally if you were just doing a ring for your finger, you would file the exterior so it's not sharp, it doesn't cut you. But because I was gonna solder it, it had to be like very sharp. So when I put it on the plane or whatever that is called, it would make full contact. So I was filing it down, making sure it was clean and everything, and it jumped from my hand as all the other things, because that's a common issue I face. If I'm texting on my phone, sometimes my phone jumps and like it goes far, far away, and I'm like, if I tried to throw it that far, I would not. But anyways, so I cut myself. It hasn't healed. And I came here today, this morning, to the station. And I was like, oh my God, I'm late. And I knew my computer didn't have, it was like low on battery. I was searching for my charger and my wound opened up again. It's kind of bleeding. I hope it won't get infected. I'm like, every time I go to the metal studio, I'm so afraid, because like, for instance, last time I was there, like, what if little pieces of metal enter the open wound and then I get like an intoxicated or like ill? And like, there was a little open wound near my nail and fingernail. I was like, oh my God, like it looks green now because of all the little metal particles. I'm also like, maybe I'm inhaling them. I mean, there's ventilation in the studio, but it's just like a anxiety attack for me. I love it. It's very empowering, but also I don't know if I was like working there a lot. I think it would definitely be hazardous. Okay, I'm not recalling this word's pronunciation. Hazardous. Yeah, I think this is it. But enough with talking. I will also rush downstairs to get some water. I think I'll be back before the song finishes. Oh my goodness, I now understand why I was talking too much, because unconsciously I wanted not to read the name. Dresvish by Micromusic. Let's make a little search together. So this artist or band is a Slavic folk, jazz, rock, and electronic music group. Okay, it's a band, so I'll talk in plural as if it matters, because it's always they, them. So it's good. You don't have to know if a person is singular or if it's a group of people. But I'm also very hungry right now. But we'll listen to Dresvish by Micromusic.
Lost, 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 lost
I made it right in time. Next up we have Cold Wind Blowin' by David Lynch. Interrupt the song, but I think I didn't set the microphone on. So the song is called Leon by Never Soul.
Leon, Leon, Leon,
The next song is called Otsi Kamienich by Elstad. I don't know why I'm picking these hard to pronounce songs, but it's better to maybe mispronounce it and then not listening it at all, because these are pretty songs.
Złamane zęby bram sypialnią historię, podbite oczy kamienic i widzą pejzaże miast, stłuczone serce dzielnicy wypija ostatnią melodię, w arteriach rury studzienek zalega popiół i piach.
Another hard pronounced song we'll be listening to, Shizaro Zoe, I think it's a SZ is sh, I think. Maybe no. We'll see.
W końcu ktoś ci to powie. Z czasem grzech smakuje mniej. Telewizyjny amok. Diabeł nawyk na newsy śpiew. No a gdzie jest ta miłość? Co zmienia bieg i rzek? Bo miał być jak zakładki.
The final one of such hard to pronounce songs is, so there's an asterisk, Jarbi to Wishko. Maybe you're now at this point like, girl, stop trying to pronounce it and just play the song, which I will do right now.
Bylibyśmy tam we troje, tylko ty i ja i pies. Chciałabym ci kupić przystań, żebyś sobie stała przy. Mogłybyśmy się tam kochać dzień i noc i trzy. Ty jesteś mój dostęp do morza. Ty jesteś bez to wszystko. Ziemię odzyskane, nowy i stary testament. Ty jesteś emergency plan, jedyny jaki mam. Po chorej nocy świt, life jacket is under your seat. I jebie to, jebie to, jebie to, jebie to wszystko. Chcę być tylko z tobą, tylko z tobą chcę być. I jebie to, jebie to, jebie to, jebie to wszystko. Chcę być tylko z tobą, tylko z tobą chcę być. Chciałabym się kochać z tobą, ale nie mogę. Nie orgazm się rozchodzi mnie, nie, nie. Chciałabym się kochać z tobą, ale nie wolno. Las zamknięty zamkłem wszystko zło. Ty jesteś mój dostęp do morza. Jesteś ty bez to wszystko. Ziemię odzyskane, stary i nowy testament. Ty jesteś emergency plan, jedyny jaki mam. Po chorej nocy świt, life jacket is under your seat. I jebie to, jebie to, jebie to, jebie to wszystko. Tylko z tobą być blisko i tylko z tobą chcę być, bo jebie to, jebie to, jebie to, jebie to wszystko. Chcę tylko z tobą być blisko i tylko z tobą chcę być. Tęskno.
So happy that the next song is called Game Change by Brodka, but apparently they also do non-English music, so this will be a surprise. I don't know what to expect because these songs I liked, but I haven't listened in a long time, so don't exactly remember what I'm playing to y'all.
Thank you. charged, a new entourage, and hopping on the back of the bear. Here we go again. If you don't mind, I bend the rules. Here we go again. Let it go on if you're left to lose.
We have a short one coming up next called Summer Kisses, Winter Tears by Julie Cruz.
Summer kisses, winter tears, that was what he gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all along the trail of memory. Happy hours, lonely years, but I guess I can't complain, for I still recall the sun.
At the end of the show. This is The Dark Train, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And our last song is going to be Lose Your Soul by Dead Man's Bones. And I think we'll have enough time to listen to the whole song. But here we go. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in 2 weeks, because that's a bi-weekly show. Hella busy, but
yeah, I hope you like this one.